Chapter 9. A mysterious fellow named Capper had been watching the entire fiasco from the shadows. The lanky golden-colored cat slunk around in his shabby deep red duster coat. His shocking green eyes and the curl of purple fur on the top of his head made him stand out in a crowd, when he wanted to, that was. And luckily for the little ponies, he decided right now was the perfect time to do so. "Back up, everyone!" Capper leaped into the middle of the crowd, landing gracefully on his hind legs right in front of the scared ponies. "Back it up!" He extended his arms protectively to the greedy crowd of hooligans and spoke directly to them. "Y'all are in some serious danger. Now, you didn't touch any of them, did you?" He pointed to the ponies in feigned concern. It was enough to stop the vendors in their tracks. "Just look at all those colors. You think that's natural?" Capper leaned in close and whispered, "They're infected with Pustellus coloritis." The crowd gasped in horror, even though they had no idea what that was. It just sounded quite serious. Applejack couldn't abide the implication that she and her friends were sick. Why, they were healthy as horses. She stepped forward in a defensive huff. "Now you listen here, fella." Capper shot her a look and covered Applejack's mouth with his tail. Then he slyly dipped his tail into some nearby purple liquid and flung it at the nearest creature. The giant fish man didn't notice. "Don't worry, though." Capper waltzed and weaved through the crowd in a dizzying movement. "As long as you're not covered in purple splotches, you'll be fine." Capper gasped and pointed at the giant fish man's arms, where the splotches of purple liquid had landed. "Uh-oh."
"What do I do?"
the fishman cried out in desperation. The other creature started to slowly back away from him.
"Enjoy your last moments," Capper smirked. "And don't touch anyone, because parts will fall off."
"Ah!"
the crowd screamed, completely forgetting about their pony and dragon prey. Without a second thought, they scrambled to get as far away as possible. Clouds of dust were kicked up in the process, and when they settled a moment later, the only souls in the whole vicinity were Capper and the ponies.
"Well, all right." The smug cat spun on his paws and turned back to his new friends to see just how impressed they were with his quick thinking.
He grabbed the lapels of his red coat and raised his eyebrows expectantly.
"You are awesome!"
Rainbow Dash flew over, her face breaking out into a look of pure admiration.
"And quite charming,"
Rarity giggled and blushed, oblivious to Spike's jealous grunt.
"Capper's the name," said the cat with a wink, "and charming's my game."
He bent down in a deep, formal bow. He locked eyes with Twilight Sparkle.
"So, shall I lead you to the hippos, then?"
While Pinkie Pie and the others began to follow the cat out of the square, something inside was telling Twilight to be cautious. She held out her wing in front of Pinkie and hissed,
"Wait, I don't know if we should trust him."
"We could definitely use a friend out here,"
Pinkie reminded her. But before Twilight could even consider Pinkie's point, Capper popped in between the two of them.
"You know what?" Capper said, voice as smooth as a purr. "Little Cotton Candy Hair is right. This town is not a nice place for little fillies all alone."
"We're not alone," Twilight pointed out. She gestured to her friends. "We have each other."
Capper nodded. "Ah, yes, but I know every nook and cranny, every dark twist and corner of this place." "You're all, actually, quite lucky you ran into me."
His green eyes glowed with mischief. Applejack cocked her head to the side.
"So what are you saying, exactly?" "I'll be the friend you need,"
Capper smiled and tugged at his ragged coat.
"Follow me, and I'll lead you to safety."
The cat skipped ahead in a nimble fashion.
"And help you find the hippos you seek."
Finding the queen of the hippos was exactly what they needed, so Twilight nodded at the others to go. As they followed Capper, the ponies and Spike all looked to one another for reassurance.
Every pony's face seemed a little unsure, except for Pinkie Pie's. But Capper was right. Kluge Town was an unfamiliar place, and he had saved them from the villagers. What more proof did they need that he was on their side?